More full moon readings with Sarah Moore. All brought to you by Premier Home Store. Again, check them out online, northconwaypremier.com. And don't forget your chance to qualify tomorrow on the Magic Morning Show. In fact, follow us on Facebook. This afternoon, we'll launch a Facebook contest to find our last qualifier. And in the 8 o'clock hour, about 24 hours from now, we'll be talking to Sean Young of Premier. Great guy, great staff over
super
there.
Super nice and funny.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. We were just talking about Dan, part of their staff, yeah. And then there's Cassie over there and a few others. And just fun people to watch on social media. They're always doing good inventive things over there.
They're good people.
Which is really great. Okay, so here we go. Let's get back to some readings here. We have Candace from North Conway texting in. She's actually our qualifier, so congratulations to you, Candace. She's also 38 weeks pregnant with baby number 3.
Woo.
Wondering if you have any insight on the labor, delivery, arrival?
You're so funny. When you're in labor, you're like, get it out. And so you want to meet this. It's not because you don't like being pregnant. I get you love being pregnant. Well, you wouldn't do it 3 times, I guess.
Right.
But I do see you like bearing down so hard that the kid comes like, poo! Like, make sure somebody's ready to catch because this kid's coming. I see a super short labor. I see a successful delivery, obviously. That's so funny. But I hear like, it'll be fast. It's all going to be good. And you also kind of come out of it like, all right, so what are we doing now? Anybody want to go to Settlers Green? Like you just, my son, when I had him, it was the easiest labor delivery that I would never repeat it because I don't think I could top it.
Right.
I feel like this is one of those labor and deliveries.
All right, that's good news. That's good news for Candace. Look at that. She's just getting all kinds of good news this
like
morning.
That.
Qualifying.
Oh,
now
God. Who's next? No,
there.
Just kidding.
We have Kim from Milan texting in, wondering if you can pick up anything about her grandfather who just recently passed.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that because there's a huge man who's, well, he's stocky, but he's tall. Not stocky. Wrong word. He's tall. He's still, he's got... You know, some people, when they get old, they look frail. This guy doesn't look frail to me. So he's in a body that he had when he was probably in his 60s. And he's a good man. He's throwing poker chips at you. I have to tell you, when I was little, I thought that I would trick the tooth fairy by putting a little corner of uncooked popcorn under my pillow, and I got a poker chip in exchange. And he's sort of showing me that kind of humor. He went right to the light. He didn't hold back. There was no fear for him. It's like he didn't wonder, oh, my goodness, am I going to make it to heaven or hell? It was, it's my time. I'm going. Wow. We should all take a lesson from him. When you see it, just go.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. That one goes out to Kim's grandfather. And I do want to remind everybody, too, we understand that you're out and about this morning, getting the kids to school, getting things going to work. We record all of our readings, and we post them later today on our website. You'll be able to check it out, conwaymagic.com. So if you send in a text and we don't get to you right away, you can listen to the broadcast later on, which is pretty cool, too. We have Alyssa from Berlin texting in. Someone close to her passed away by a traumatic event. She thinks of him daily. She's wondering if you're getting anything from him.
Oh, yeah. I want to say knick-knack, paddywhack, give a dog a bone. I don't even know what that means to you regarding him. My belly feels so nauseous, like so nauseous. I feel like I've just been punched in the gut. Blech. He's thinking. He's showing me the thinker, you know, kind of hand on the forehead or hand on the chin. I don't know which it is, but he's processing his life. So when people die and they haven't fully completed what they came here for, I see them. I jokingly call it homework club, where they kind of have to go, OK, how did you do? What was your sole purpose? Why did you come here? What did you have to learn? How did you do? Did you embrace that lesson? Did you shy away from it? I can say I'm human. I can shy away from any lesson over and over. But then you get redo. And then if you check out a little bit early like he did, you have to kind of go to homework club and say, OK, what would you do differently? And why was that a challenge? So he's on the other side and he's in the light. It's just he's still processing.
Okay, that one goes out to Alyssa from Berlin. We have Anne from Conway texting in, wondering if her dad sent her new partner.
Yeah, he did. Did you see the lips on the guy? like I want to pucker my lips. Yes, it's about time. Well, yes, and it's about time you opened your heart up for it, too. I want to talk to you like this. I want to use your father's voice. Gosh, your father, I can't even say half the things your father wants to say on the radio because he's like, okay, we need to have a heart-to-heart about a few things. One, you got to get your act together. He uses the S word, not act. We got to get you lined up. We got to get you figured out. What do you want to be doing? You got to untangle all the knots. You have so many things. It's like you're living in like a macrame house, which is, for the young people in the room, it's sort of yarn that's been knotted and knotted and knotted to make, it's like knitting, but with knots. And he's like, untie all your knots, let it all out. Gosh, clear your space, he says. Your father just rolled his eyes at you. He loves you. He's saying it with love, but he's also saying it with some frustration.
All right, and you get some talking to do with your dad.
Yeah, good luck. Mine's there too. Let's hope they meet up and entertain each other.
Jessica from Center Conway texting in. Any messages from her dad on all the things going on in her life? Is she on the right track, making the best choices?
Yeah, you are. I feel like you're on the highway and all the other cars are going really slow and you're trying to do the speed limit and you're changing lanes appropriately, but not like a turd. You're not one of the people on the highway that I want to see crash later because they're cutting everybody else off. That's not nice.
No.
I've been driving back and forth to Mass a lot, okay? There's some residue for this morning.
Okay.
So I feel like you're changing lanes great. Everything's lined up for you. You're exactly where you're meant to be.
Excellent. That one goes out to Jessica. We have Christy from West Ossipee. She says, good morning. Wondering if any insight or direction on a mindful, creative, intuitive wellness business that she's been slowly bringing to fruition.
You need more clarity on what you want your end game to be. It's so interesting. When Gino started reading your question, I put my hands on my side and like arched my back a little bit. So there's a Phoenix Rising Yoga, which uses movement with an emotional release, but a high level of awareness of what you're releasing. I think you get the mind-body-spirit connection. I think you understand very well how there's usually an emotional cause for a physical symptom, and I think that part you can help people with. I don't see you doing Pilates. I get, nope, that just feels boring to you. I don't see you wanting to talk that slow or that quietly to people, but I see you rocking the world with it. I don't see it being online. I think it needs to be a store front kind of arrangement.
Okay, that one goes out to Christy. We have Allie from Berlin texting in. Her cousin recently passed away unexpectedly from Canada, 32 years old, cause unknown. Any insight or messages?
Yeah, my face feels really weird on the left side between my nose and my temple. I don't get the word blood clot, but I do hear embolism of some sort. It was accidental. Oh my God. They just said, would you tell the family it was an accident? Jesus. Like I'm not, everybody this morning wants to swear. I can't swear on the radio. I'm not an A.
The FCC appreciates it.
Yes. I'm going to use emojis now. But he's, you know what? I'm good. I'm at peace. I didn't fight death. I embraced it. I think that's the theme this morning, which is interesting.
Seems to be.
He's at peace. You guys can go to the cemetery if you want, but I'd rather you all go out and eat, have brunch and talk about me. It's so funny. I don't see any mimosas or Bloody Marys on your table, so I don't think you're drinkers.
All right, fair enough. There we go. We have one more, then we take a quick break. We have Jody from Wyndham texting in, wondering if the relationship with her husband is going to get better in time.
Not on your current track. Both of you are keeping your stuff in the closet. Like, I'm not going to bring that out because I'm only going to bring it out if he brings it out, or I'm only going to bring it out if she brings it out. Both of you need to really put everything in the middle of the table, and you need to sort through it. They're singing that song, do you like Pina Coladas, Getting Lost in the Rain?
Yeah.
You're both in the same exact boat. If you both put on an online dating profile, you would date each other. This is worth dumping the junk drawer on the table and then saying, I hate that Sharpie. Okay, why? Well, it was your mother's. Okay, I'm keeping it. Good. Put it in your empty closet. We don't need it.
Sort
through it. It's worth it.
Pretty cool. And I think it's worth mentioning, especially for a question like that. Just depending what you give for a reading, people still have that free choice to change it.
Oh, free will.
Yeah.
It's a doozy. Yeah. Why are we all on meds for something? You know, because we chose to eat a certain food or chose not to exercise. Free will.
Yep. Will. So you can definitely change any of the readings that you get today. And again, if you want to contact Sarah, that's enlightenedhorizons.com or on Facebook is the best way to get in touch with her. And now you can book a private session and perhaps dig a little deeper into some of these readings. Mm-hmm. We'll be back in just a few moments, 8:42 right now on Magic 104, today's hits.
Thanks for waking up with the Magic Morning Show.